This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The way you started the game there?
Unreal. We know the second half is important for us, and this is how we want to play every night. We just got to continue to build on this.
Whether it was offensively or defensively, it seemed like you guys were doing such a good job of killing plays to start with. It was feeding your offense to come up. Was it just the whole game was going very well in the first period, whether it was offense or defense?
We were aggressive. We came out flying, honestly. All the D's had good gaps, and we had poise with the puck. That's kind of how everything started, and then we just continued to play good. They pushed back a little bit in the second one, but we just kept our poise and just worked through the game.
You guys want to establish some physicality early in this one and just let them know that you guys are here to play?
Like I said, this now the second half of the season is very important for us. We see every game as a playoff game, so that's how we have to play to win games.
The puck is now going in the net for you. You've got, if you count Sweden, you've got 4 goals in 3 games now. You were getting assists before. You were like second in the league with 21 assists, but the puck wasn't going in for you. Is it anything different that the puck is starting to go in for you?
I've been working through some nagging injury. I wasn't able to really shoot it. let's blame it on that.
And you are able to now?
Yeah.
In what ways does Jordan Greenway affect the lineup when he's back?
Unbelievable. You saw that first goal. It was him just being strong in the puck. And, you know, their D's really respect him too in the forecheck. So he's unbelievable for us. He's been missing for sure.
Do you feel like everybody's got a little something to prove here coming out of this break?
For sure. That's how it is right now. Everybody wants to step up, and everybody's working hard to whatever you want to. For us, it just wins. We just have to build and get better every day because we need the wins.
On the tip goal, is it just simply you see Jordan coming through the middle like that, coming back to the point, and you just see a good chance to rotate where you can get to the front of the net and tip the puck?
Yeah, he kind of took my spot, so I went down there, and luckily it just bounces off my pad. So it was great. He made an unbelievable play.
How much did the pace of practice Friday go right into this game? You guys weren't a team down in the dumps. You were high strung in practice. You were moving the puck, and it just seemed like it carried right into today.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's just buying in right now. Everybody really wants to make a push here. You see it off the ice too. Guys are working really hard in the gym, and everybody wants to take the next step. So we just got to continue to build.
How much did it help before the break? You guys had a 5-game set where you were 4-1, and now Lindy is breaking the season into 5-game intervals, but you've already had one positive one. Does that help now as you just started the next 5-game interval with a win?
Yeah, for sure. That last five games.
4-1.
Yeah, that stretch, we kind of find the next level in our game. Guys been more confident with the puck, and we're making more plays coming out of our zone, and we're just managing the puck better. I think that's our good stuff right now.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.